on that one.
Here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is the September 14th, 2021, regular meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Trustees. And for the record, Trustees Widmer, Hostetter, and Gregory are present. Anita, do you have the minutes for the prior meeting?
Yes. They are the same as what you would have received via email.
Okay.
I have no questions. I'm good.
Okay, very good. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the August meeting?
I so move.
Second. Scott seconds that. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed the same. Motion passed. Very good. Okay, we will now move to the fiscal officer report. Anita?
All right, we'll start with the bank reconciliation for August.
No questions? All right. Do I have a motion to accept and approve the bank reconciliation?
I so move.
I will second that. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed the same. Motion passes.
Okay. Here are the financial reports. Again, those are the same as what you received by email.
Okay, and these are the same that came by email. I have no questions either. Do I have a motion to accept the financial reports? I'm sorry, did I misstate those? Are these the financial reports?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I do have one question.
Yes.
Now I think about it. The American Rescue Plan, is that going to be referenced in the October one then?
Yeah, we haven't received anything yet.
Okay, I saw you sent me the email saying
yeah,
yes, we got it.
Yeah, we're approved, but we did not receive the money.
And then we'll see a new line item for that, or is that going to go into the
current? I'm assuming it'll be a new fund.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
I so move.
Okay, John moves to approve. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Scott seconds. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
And the reports are approved.
All right, here are the payroll vouchers for the road employees.
Okay. John.
Right.
Do these require us to take or have a motion to approve?
No.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Next are some purchase orders. Most of them are then and now. There might be one regular one in here. Then and now total $3,018.06, and the regular is
$150. 1403 for is for KVFD?
Yes.
For that AED?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you say 3818.06?
3818.06.
That's working on this end.
Yep.
That's our internet cost is only $15.
No.
Okay.
If you notice, I think the regular PO is for the rest of the year. That is the $15 that I had to do on a then and now that we didn't have enough on the PO that was in existence.
Okay, yep, I see.
Had one of those kids there and did something. Whoops. When that happens.
Okay, very good. Do these require resolution?
Yeah. No,
they
just
do
motion.
Not. Okay. All right, do I have a motion to approve the then and now purchase orders in the amount of $3,818.06?
I so move.
And do I have a second?
I will second.
Okay. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say the same. Motion passes. And do you need me to separate on the regular purchase order?
We usually do a separate motion for
okay.
those, yeah.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve the purchase order for $150? do I have a motion to approve the $150 purchase order?
I so move.
I will second that. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed the same. And both of those pass.
Motions. Thank you. We'll sign those at the end.
Okay. Very good.
Probably should do these next. I have two resolutions. These are just basically moving funds within a or moving appropriations within a fund from one to another so that we can pay the various expenses that were listed there. I think one is the CARES Act coronavirus fund, and then the other I think is, I don't remember which fund that one is. Might say.
Oh, the other one. This one's the coronavirus
yeah.
relief fund.
And what's that one, John?
This is the property insurance premiums going into.
Go look right above there.
Yeah, Road and Bridge.
Road and Bridge. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, one's taken inside the Road and Bridge, 500 from property insurance, and then moving into Medicare expense.
Yeah.
So we're going from here to here.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
We're both.
Very good. Any questions? Okay. I move that we approve resolution number 2021-09-14-01, moving $500 from property insurance premiums to Medicare expenses. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor say, or do you have to call roll?
I do.
Okay.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Who seconded that?
Scott did.
Scott.
Yep. I made the motion. Sorry.
That's fine. No,
yeah,
that's fine.
Resolution, since I, so I can read it.
Yeah. That makes it easier to use.
OK. Okay, I move that we pass resolution number 2021-09-14-02, moving $1,403.40 from repairs and maintenance to contributions to other organizations. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Need to call roll.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
We need to get you a stamp.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea.
The old signature stamp method.
That's what happens when you
use your grip for
writing. Yes.
Okay. Next is the payment listing for bills to be paid tonight.
Okay.
You might notice that it is September and we should be paying the second half to the fire departments.
Yes.
But I noticed last night when paying the bills, I have to amend the appropriations with the Wayne County Auditor because we received more money than we thought. And so when you receive more money, you have to get approval to spend that money.
Right.
So I can't write a check yet. So I don't know if they want it before.
You want to contact Kidder and let them know? And
I mean, yeah. We can either have a special meeting just to get together for those two checks, or we can wait till next meeting. I know how much the amount is going to be for each one, but I just don't have the checks yet.
How much is each one going to get?
East Wayne is $57,654.16. Okay. And Kidron is $38,605.33.
Say that one more time.
$38,605.33.
And these amounts are higher than what we had initially anticipated.
Well, higher than what the budget was done for because we passed the new levies, and so we're receiving more money than that was.
Yeah, there was that adjustment on the property tax, so they actually collected more.
Yeah.
Okay. To answer your question, yes, I can reach out to them, but I'm just, what am I telling them? That we didn't pay it this month because we received more and we're going to have to make adjustments.
Yeah.
You know, they the county auditor.
They okay with waiting till next month? It's more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see if they can wait till next month. If not, then we can have a special meeting.
Okay.
Yep.
And that will also have to increase your urgency with the auditor.
Right.
That appropriations.
Yep.
Group.
That has to be done before we can even have a special meeting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll contact East Wayne and Blake and let them know what's going on. Oh.
I'll contact Gary.
And I didn't even think about it till I went to write the check last night, and I'm like, oh. There's not enough money in there. I mean, there's enough money in there, but there's not enough in the appropriations
to be able to pay
to be able to write the check.
There'd be an extra carryover on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the account. I just can't spend it
yet.
Well,
that includes an extra 5% on top of that we're holding to the end of the year, right?
Well, I've already taken the 5% out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually going to get another 5% on top of this. So.
Right, but I'm holding those.
To the end of the year, yes.
Yeah. So that is not on the payment listing. But everything else is.
Very good.
No questions with your payment listing.
John, any questions?
The OTARMA, I think that's close to what it was last year. I think the first year we had OTARMA was in like 78 something.
Yeah.
So it's kind of gone a lot plus like $500 every year.
Yeah.
That sound about right, Anita?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
And we do have it there for anybody to review. If anybody wants to look at the actual policy.
I've scanned them in years past and then emailed. Do you want me to do that again? Scan all in and then
that'd be fine. Okay. We do have to return that top sheet with the bill. So
okay.
If you want me to go ahead and send that tonight, maybe give me that back.
This? I don't care. I'm good with that. We'll be talking about the website here later. So we'll do that, yes.
And I hate to say this. Can I have my binder back? Quick back too.
Steel's expensive. Now I gotta use this one over here.
So are we, well, we'll do that on a different item, but we're gonna have to give her, we're gonna have to approve her signing this and sending it in. Because we have to say that we reviewed it,
yep,
accepted, and signature and date on there.
Yep, we can do that.
Okay.
Hold this.
The
other than that, I have no question.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve and pay the bills as presented on the payment listing?
I move.
I will second.
Scott seconds. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed, the same. Motion carries.
Okay, and then this one is just the updated fund status, where we are in all the funds after these bills tonight. So that's just kind of FYI.
It's great to see the fund status getting healthier each month.
Yeah. And we're past all the major stuff with the road and bridge. I think Kevin's down to like buying gravel, which those are dependent on empty return trips. That's when we were going to receive our gravel, and they didn't have any last month, so I think we're on the downhill with the rest of the projects Kevin had. I think there's a culvert and tree trimming, so it's good. It's all worked out.
Good footing.
Anything else, Anita?
I think that is all that I have. I don't think there's anything else.
Okay, we will sign the bills.
Other than this,
yeah.
The OTARMA.
Okay. We will sign the bills at the end of the meeting. Okay, moving on, road supervisor report. John, do you want to report in on that? I guess that wasn't emailed to us, so.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot to review on there. August is a hot month, Kevin reported, and so he started doing some mowing. Had some technical difficulties with the boom mower, but those are all being taken care of by warranty at this point, so nothing crazy. And no gravel was hauled in, road conditions were good. They were out choking around, making sure that our road stayed good. So,
okay.
Doing a good job.
Great. Do these need approved?
Yeah, you need approved and then put
okay.
them on in minutes.
So I have a motion to accept and approve the road supervisor report.
I so move.
I will second that. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed, the same. The motion passes. Are you keeping this, John?
I did.
Okay, great. Very good. Okay.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
No violation inspection.
And this is the fire inspection.
Yep.
Was performed on the road garage, and and you're presenting the report that shows we passed everything.
Yep. And that they are. He gave the advice that was needed for the cabinet, which we will talk about on the next thing.
Okay.
So just put that with the meeting minutes so that we have a record of it somewhere.
Yep.
Great. Okay, that brings us down to the OTARMA grant. And John, you wanted to report in about the flammable cabinet?
That's correct.
Okay.
So Kevin and I, after East Wayne came through, and we identified the cans and items that need to be put in a cabinet, figured a little bit for growth, and we figured a little bit like, you know, there's occasionally he buys paint for some of the grates that he makes himself. That's flammable, very flammable material, so he could put that in there while he's performing those tasks.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a little bit of room to grow with it. It should be a good growth for him. We went online and we looked at different cabinets. I got a couple quotes here, and the final one that you see from Interstate, they gave it a little bit of a discount. I think it was 10%, I think it was a discount for it. This meets all the requirements that East Wayne had. They sent out an email, I believe I forwarded that email to the gentleman as well. So we just need approval on this, and we need to sign a check, and then they will get things happening to deliver it. And Kevin understands that he will have to be on the lookout for it. They do not have a unloading way from the shipping company, so you'll have to use one of our machines at the garage to unload the cabinet when it does come. So,
okay.
The next step in this process is to approve, and which we already did with the check, so we're already good there.
Okay.
We already approved $2,000.
And what was the total amount then of that quote?
So this total here was $1,466.66.
Okay, $1,466.66.
Yep.
Very good.
And we approved $2,000, I think, here in June, if I remember correctly. And so I also talked to Wendy at OTARMA, and all they need is once we send the check down and we get that final receipt, they said upload that to their thing, and then they will provide us that $500 in grant reimbursement.
Awesome. Seems kind of like a no-brainer for us.
So yeah, we saved $500, so basically we're getting a really nice cabinet for $1,000.
Okay. Any questions, Scott?
None.
None for me. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the purchase of the, what am I calling it, the flammable?
Yes, flammable.
Actually, it's not flammable.
Non-flammable.
The non-flammable cabinet, storage cabinet.
Red flammable or yellow flammable safety cabinet.
Yes.
I so move.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, the same. All right, motion passes.
Who seconded?
Scott second.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Okay, I see on the agenda it just says review any matter that comes up between posting of agenda and meeting. Is there anything else that falls under, I guess that's the road supervisor report?
I have not.
I don't have any, other than he knows that Cole Road's occasionally shut. He's working on that culvert or that catch basin project down there.
Okay.
If you gentlemen get phone calls that why it's Cole Road shut, that's part of that project we approved here a couple months ago.
He did have me post the closure on Arnold, on Arnold Road last week when he had that closed down. But it sounds like that project went a lot easier than expected because there was no water running through the ditch under the waterway, so they were able to.
Somehow the timing worked out and there was very little rain. So
very little rain, yeah. Worked. Yeah, very good. Okay, we will move on to the fire department report. I think we were all forwarded or all emailed was that the Kidron report that
I get the Kidron one.
Okay, and that's the one.
I forwarded the Kidron one to all three of you.
Okay. And is that from, is it Carmen?
Carmen.
Okay, it wasn't identified, so I assume that's what it was. But
yeah, and the East Wayne, I thought the East Wayne tags were, it was tagged to you too.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the East Wayne report there for you.
Very good. Any questions about the fire department reports?
None for me.
Okay.
For me
at this time.
All right. Do we make a motion to accept these?
I do. I make a motion.
Okay. So John has made a motion to accept the fire department reports. I will second that motion. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed, the same. Okay. Motion approved.
Can I give you that? We just attach them to the
minutes. Minutes. Okay. Okay, moving along to unfinished business. John, do you have anything to report in on the handbook?
Oh, one more thing up there at the fire department thing.
What did I miss?
The review information from the anonymous letter.
Oh, sorry about that.
Not a problem.
Okay, so back up to the fire department report. Do you have any information to report in on the anonymous letter regarding the East Wayne Fire District violations?
This is a letter. I think last month we kind of discussed looking over the contract just to see if anything that was mentioned in that letter violated any terms of our contract. I looked over it. I didn't see anything that blatantly violated any of our contract. I started writing some items down that I think maybe are items for consideration in the future, as well as I forgot how much stuff we had in our contract where we could request at any time, whether it's driving license, background check, stuff like that. We've not requested that information. Maybe that's something we should consider doing in the light of this letter and some other things that have happened in the past. So I was going to let you guys weigh your thoughts in about requesting the information that's in our contract.
Yeah, I reviewed back over the letter and it seems the main chief concerns here are the primacy of the board over the operating function of the fire department, which is, you know, led by the chief. So it's the primacy of the board over the chief, and I think that speaks towards the board maturing their processes a little bit more, but more oversight and have some guidance. I spoke with the mayor of Dalton, Dennis Finley, and I think he was coming back to how can the village council help to influence the board. Obviously they have a couple seats on there, and then, you know, how do they make those board members more accountable to the village council, which I thought was good. He was going to share his opinions with the mayor of Marshallville to see if they can jointly work that together. To me, they have standing.
Yeah.
That's where it should start, and I told him that I personally would support his efforts 100%. felt that our board would probably act in that same manner. And I think at this time, we kind of need to leave it in their hands. Mm-hmm. And if it'd be nice if someone would reach out and say, hey, we have these concerns, and, you know, can we be involved in the go forward or status updates or things like that? We don't have that feedback loop necessarily, since this was anonymous, but
yeah.
You know, I think we just keep our finger on the pulse there a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that position and everything you said. I think that's the appropriate position for the township to take at this point.
Yeah.
You know, if it really escalates, I mean, if we start to see similar and identified letters,
right,
especially from township residents, then I think, you know, we take another look at that. But
on top of, you know, I think you talked to Mayor, I talked to Mayor Finley, I also talked to Mayor Martin of Marshallville,
right,
since it was us three that were identified in that letter.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a really good conversation with her about, you know, the letter, its contents, and potentially what Dalton was thinking about, and that our township is still wanting to support and helping resolve any issues that may be present. Also, she hadn't heard about our letter that we sent back to East Wayne concerning our long-term relationship with the East Wayne Fire District.
Right.
So I explained that all out.
Yeah.
And she completely understood where we're coming from, and said she thought we did a lot of thought behind that and appreciated our position and how we want to move forward with East Wayne and supporting it and remaining as a contracting partner. At the end of the conversation, she was happy with that. So
fantastic.
Yeah. Unrelated, but sort of related, you know, I was just thinking more about the service level that we've benefited from the fire levy. I haven't heard of any, you know, we haven't done any measurements, but I haven't heard of any instances where mutual aid has been required to cover as routinely as it used to be. Mm-hmm. Might be the most tactful way to say that.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful.
Yep. That's progress.
You say, you know, we had been pulling the run reports from the dispatch center.
Yeah.
I did do that this week. I just haven't heard back yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We'll have from January to August. So
yeah,
when I get that information, I'll forward along to you guys. So
I have zero time to pour over that.
Yep.
But, you know, I might just glance through it and see if there's any anomaly to come back.
Yep. So I figure at some point we'll start looking over that. I think that's kind of important for us on our end to review that information, especially if we're getting close to deciding whether we're going to be running a levy in May, so filing before February.
Right.
You know, we want to know that there's been some improvement and that they're living up to what they told us, you know, so that we can help solve this levy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know.
Well, not only what they told us, but what they told the community. You know, that.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. It's not just us. It's they're serving the entire community.
Correct.
And I'd love to demonstrate that we went from here to here, and we're continuing to advance,
yeah,
progressing forward and upward.
Yep.
Good deal.
Very good.
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you, John. Okay. Now we'll move on to unfinished business. And John, do you have anything to report in on the handbook?
We're still waiting on a time card from when we were audited. So I was going back through looking for audits. And online, I found our audit from 2017 to 18, and I looked at the file when we got the notice back, and it was October. So if we wait for this current one, we're going to probably wait until October until we get that one back, which is another month away. Kevin went through and found some time cards where he had vacation time, and then so he had a four-day week, and then he had under 40 hours that week, but he got paid overtime because he went over 8 hours for the day. Which is the situation that we're looking at.
Yeah.
So, Anita.
Yeah, I just remembered I'm supposed to give that.
So, I'll get that to you so we can get that up to her. So, I have the audit. I downloaded that from the Ohio auditor site. So, I have that to upload already. So, whenever you get, I think August something of 2018, I think is when he found one. So, I'll get the exact information to you.
Okay.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, John. Next item on the agenda is the street lighting. Is there anything new to report there?
there's differences between the Ohio Edison's legal version of the contract and the interpretation that Barbara's. So how they read it and they intended to be read is a little bit different how she's reading. So she has concerns that we could get billed for LED lights that are being replaced free of charge because of how the wording is in there. But some of it references back to the PUCO case, Public Utility Commission of Ohio, their case that referenced, which defines what this program actually is. So it's a helping Barbara understand. It is trying to understand what she's saying, taking it back to Ohio Edison, and I'm just in the middle of working that all out. So it just takes phone calls and going back and forth, and that's just kind of where we're at. So,
you know, it doesn't seem like Ohio Edison would be in business to try to pull one over on us.
Correct.
And I would think that we could have some sort of a statement or assurance from the representative from Ohio Edison that no, we are not going to bill you if we're replacing them as they go out. You know, I mean, she said that on the record to us, that as they go out, they replace them at their cost. So,
and Barbara's very black and white, to the T type person. She reads it, the exact letter that's there. So she's very literal about how she interprets it, which is good. That's what you want in a lawyer who's protecting you. I have to help her understand how the whole view is. Because one of her conditions was that she wanted, if we backed out of this contract, which is only for LED lighting, that we would not be assessed any fees whatsoever. I had to explain to her we are paying fees to have lighting.
Right.
So every month we paid no different than her home electric bill or my home electric bill. We were paying electricity for that. They own the poles, they own the lights, they own everything. We were paying a fee no different than your electric bill. So after that, she said, I redact that. You don't have to worry about that part of it. We're just down to this one last item that we're working through. So it's all good. We'll get there.
Okay. I mean, ultimately, the attorney is here to advise us, but we ultimately get to make the decision.
Right. So, yeah, I would look at, okay, what if we did one, and then do we have a 60-day out clause that we can, they reported one, we got hosed, we're 60 days out.
Yeah.
I appreciate the lawyer's review, but I also look at what's the extra clauses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That mitigates our risk.
Right. And Ohio Edison built this contract based off their Public Utility Commission.
Right.
So it's really being dictated by a Public Utility Commission of Ohio. They had to submit this plan, no different than AEP is going to that right now. That's what their representative told us, is that, you know, we would love to be able to offer you LEDs, we just don't yet because it's before the Public Utility Commission of Ohio. So it'll get there. It's a lot of phone calls, and it's all right. We'll get there.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
Great. Thank you. Okay, moving along, review website information. I think we all got an email this week, or it was forwarded to us, with what sounds like some exciting news from our website provider. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been on this board going on 2 years now, and some of the conversations I've heard about how difficult it is to make changes to the website, it's incredible. And what I was reading in that email sounds like this is a huge improvement as far as, you know, what we can do to customize the website going forward. So do you want to add anything to that, John, or?
Yeah, getting pictures up was kind of a real difficult feat to get the right size, the right, everything measured in just right where it worked right. I got it right now, you know, you see Kittering, you can see Dalton, and a couple of odds and ends that are still there. Underneath our road department and the fire department tabs, you know, you can't upload PDFs to it, you have to make links, and it'd be nice if some of that was smoothed out. I think our website can be a good resource, and at some point it would be nice maybe to have Facebook tied to that as well to try to get more people to our website to get more information. Their website's a good solid place, you know. Not a Facebook of every day posting something out, but, you know, something for Kevin or whatnot, just to say, hey, I'm going to be able to do that. Just very general posting, just a place to get people to go to our website. So start catching people on social media.
I mean, obviously, we don't have a lot of attendance at our meetings, and so anything that we can do to help get information out to the public, including our website, I think is money well spent for us.
And it saves time for Anita. The more we put on there, the less requests hopefully she receives. And that's the end result I'd like to see, is that people don't have to call Anita, they can just go and ask them on the website, and I can find it, review it, and ask questions. So,
so what is our next step there? Do we...
Do we just need to contact Todd?
Over at...
Todd, or Mr. Martin?
Yeah. At Crossbridge.
Crossbridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean... do you want me to take care of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking there'll probably be costs associated with it.
I think there was, what, a $1,400 for them to take I thought it was... assuming the format and get all set up to where we are currently.
Right.
So, if I remember correctly.
Hold on here.
You got it?
I mean, we could authorize John to move forward and at a cost of whatever...
It says...
Yeah, township to...
Yeah. And I'd like to meet with him personally to learn how the new WordPress is going to work, so...
It was the cost to upgrade was $1,500. Mm-hmm.
You guys comfortable with that?
Well, I move that we authorize John Hofstetter to contact Crossbridge and sign an agreement with them to make these changes at a cost not to exceed $1,600.
I will second Scott's motion once you're done writing it.
Sign an agreement with them to make the changes at a cost to exceed $1,600?
$1,600, right. I'm seconding it, yep. Okay, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed the same. And that motion passes. Okay, very good. Next item on the agenda is consider placing our 2022 budget under the... Oh, this is also related to the website. Placing our budget under the July 21 meeting tab. Any discussion there?
Are you on last one?
No, I'm right here.
Are we on the last one?
Oh, I took that out.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're scratching that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have the draft one that I sent all everybody, and the printed one here has that removed.
Got it.
Because I, yes, I did upload the budget underneath the July tab, but to go underneath the road department one, it won't let me link right now.
Got it.
But there's a lot of stuff that's not working quite right on our website as far as the editor version of it. Okay. All the
your agenda in case you took anything else out.
So
let
I
me compare it quick.
With the linking, so
yep, that's gone.
I was using the one I printed out too, so I was right there with
yeah,
you.
That one's gone.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping
okay.
For. So I'm glad you guys are moving forward with that because I was going to talk to them about how that make it all work. So.
Everything else looks the same. That's apparently
yeah, that's
the only thing that you okay.
A major review is that one.
Keep my major finger.
Right. And the online submissions.
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
just
got that one. Finger. Yeah. Okay, finger. I get it. There was no online submission since our last meeting. So.
Okay. Very good. Okay, next item on the agenda is the American Rescue Plan update on House Bill 168.
Yep, we received the, or Anita did. She did all the hard work. I'm not going to take any credit for that whatsoever. So thank you, Anita, for doing all that hard work. And we got the receipt
yes.
for, I think, what, 252 for this year? Somewhere in that area?
Somewhere in that area, yeah.
So.
1,000.
And that was my question earlier, is how that's going to lay out. And so we will see that in October, hopefully. That $252,000 there, and it'll be up to us to figure out what's the appropriate way to spend that with the guidance that's given. So,
and I'm assuming then we would have to do appropriations back through the auditor, get that approved, and then mm-hmm. have that oversight. So.
Yep, I did take a class this in August, and it was dealing with this is actually a class. It wasn't meant for township trustees so much as it was for internet providers in the state of Ohio. The state of Ohio is also providing grants to improve the infrastructure to rural areas. So it was interesting that it came from OTA. They said, hey, this is coming down the pipeline. It'd be good for you to listen to it. You don't have any say-so in what's happening, but just so you hear what's being done in the state of Ohio. And so this was the webinar was on the guidance for how to apply for grants. So Armstrong or Mass on Cable, CenturyLink, whoever is applying to improve the structure, this was the guidance they need to improve. And there was a lot of data and maps I didn't realize were available on the state website on what is covered, what's not covered, and a lot of stuff has to fall in those guideline maps of how are you going to improve areas that are defined as not having appropriate internet. So if I remember right, the American Rescue Plan, you're supposed to have 100 up and 100 down. The state of Ohio grant, right, the state of Ohio grant is 25 up and 3 down. 25 down and 3 up,
3 up,
5
yeah.
up, something like that. So significantly less.
Yeah.
And that question was asked, well, we know the what's coming down the line for the American Rescue Plan is 100. Why did you choose 25? And they said, we have to start somewhere. So we started low because we know there's areas that had nothing.
Right.
So we can't ask for nothing and go to 100.
Yeah.
So they are giving a guidance separately, which is a separate granting system from what we just received with the American Rescue Plan. So.
But
we'll see how this all plays out in the next few months. I'm assuming now, well, actually, what they continued the filing until September 24th. So after this whole filing deadline, I think you'll see the discussion being driven towards what can you actually use your money for and giving guidance that way versus right now everyone's scrambling to get signed up for it.
Yeah.
So hopefully October and December we'll start having some guidance on how to appropriately use these funds.
I would think it'd be difficult for a township who doesn't operate any utility to do any infrastructure upgrade. I mean,
yeah.
Unless we're going to put Wi-Fi hotspots around, which, yeah, I mean, we don't have like concentrations of population that are that big to really probably for that to be a good investment.
So I'm looking forward to the guidance that's coming
yeah.
on what they're.
Yeah.
Are they looking for public-private?
Partnerships
are,
yeah.
are they looking for, is this because something that you own or you increasing the hotspots in your area?
Yeah.
We'll look for that guidance here in the future, so we'll
yeah.
see.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, John. Next item on the agenda was the Eckerd Road complaint. It says here that the letter was sent and the landowner replied that he would talk to the farmer about planting a grass strip this fall or next spring. Do you have anything to
As simple as the conversation was.
Okay.
It was a very cordial conversation. He didn't know that had happened and that the debris was covering up our catch basin. And he saw the picture and he's like, yeah, that's not good at all. He's like, I want that to work. He's like, if you guys are good with just some seeding put out there, he's like, he thought that was a fair deal. So.
That's how we like to see things resolved.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
We'll keep an eye out for it and. We'll go from there.
Okay.
We'll close that complaint. I'll put that, I've been kind of writing on the complaint that we got.
Right.
That we closed it out and we'll send that down, or we'll file that in the filing cabinet over at the township garage.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for that, John. next item on the agenda is tabled business, storm grant siren. And I don't know if there's any update on that.
No, not for me.
No, we've tabled that. I think if I remember right, where we're at with that is because we, I wouldn't say missed a grant, but we missed a grant. The only thing was it was open for 7 days
yeah.
and you had to have everything ready.
Very brief window there.
Yeah, like blink of an eye and it was done. So the, you know, the grant writer that I was contacting who gave me the heads up about that said maybe in the future try to have some of a plan, you know, have an estimate ready to go so that if something like this pops up again, you're ready to go to file for that grant. So
okay.
None of us have had time this summer to start looking after that. So that's the reason why it's kind of tabled. So.
Okay, ODOT Way 30 study inside our township. It was interesting to me over the last month, I'm noticing construction on both sides of the Route 30 corridor, the 7 mile 30 corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that the road is the worst within that 7 miles, but they're obviously working on Route 30 in both directions. But I had talked to ODOT several months ago, and they said that our section of Route 30 wasn't scheduled for repaving until 23-24. And I'm not sure why that is, why they're skipping it. It might have to do something with the study, that they want to incorporate everything together there. But I don't know if anybody has any updates or heard anything else on that.
Had they not said that they were going to put some signs up to make the U-turn capabilities more prominent?
I haven't seen those.
No, and they were also going to redo the signage at 30 and 94, and nothing's been done down there either. Dennis, I know, has made numerous contacts, like, hey, back in June, you said this was going to happen, and they said they gave a roundabout answer, and it pretty much led to that they're not really going to do that now. They've changed their course.
Wow. Yep.
That's as much as I can articulate without abandoning.
I know. It's frustrating. It's just so frustrating. It's
so unconstant.
Yes.
Yep. More to come, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Okay. Is there any new business to present to the board this evening?
Not business per se. We are in September. That means we got four regular meetings left in the year. I looked at our fund balance for the capital projects and just wondering if we'll be earmarking some funds to go into capital projects by year's end. This is probably too early to really nail down a number, but just want to bring that mind. As you said, John, earlier, there's not a lot left going on in terms of projects and expenditures, so you know, maybe we can look back at our spreadsheet, see what the amount was, and see if we've got that squared away.
I'm going to say it was somewhere between 70 and 80 for this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Off of memory.
Yeah.
Off memory only. So just over the next couple months, we'll kind of look at. And we've only been doing Road and Bridge?
I think it's only come out of Road and Bridge.
Is that correct, Anita? We haven't pulled from gas or gas tax or anything like that?
No,
right?
It's budgeted in Road and Bridge.
Came
the capital improvements or the transfer of money.
Right.
I think there's 50 budgeted that could be transferred to that account for holding for next year.
We'll have it in our meeting minutes as business, and then maybe next meeting we can have it in our agenda for old business, and then we could start putting a number around that.
Okay.
Write that down so I make sure I put that in the agenda.
Very good. Okay.
I think the only thing I had to close out that Gaddy Road, I saw we approved the check to Wayne County Engineer's Office for the road work that was done at Kinder and Gowdy, as we discussed, you know, paying for materials only. And Brock had sent basically the same thing back to us from the county. And then he reflected in his handwriting and his initials that the township was only responsible for the materials. So I thought maybe the best way to send it back would be for us to initial it and send it with a check that we are acknowledging that we were paying on. So are you guys in good with that?
Yes.
We already approved that.
That's what we're doing.
Yep.
That way we have it.
Perfect.
So you have something for me to send with the check?
Yes.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't have anything else new.
Okay.
That I can think of. I think we're... I'm good.
Okay, very good.
Do we need to do this?
So the anniversary information acknowledgement form from Otarma for our insurance. There are several questions on here that need to be checked and then signed. Do you want me to read these to you? Or does somebody just want to take care of this? Reviewed the information provided on all Ohio Township Risk Management Authority applications and all applicable supplemental applications.
Yeah, because I think you handled that, didn't you?
I did.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm going to check that box. Reviewed all applicable property and vehicle schedules. That's the one thing that, I mean, I think we've continued to make the updates as needed, but I don't know if somebody needs to look down through that schedule of equipment to make sure we still have the equipment. There should be a page in there
you want to do that. I'm thinking yeah. short of being able to flip through that fast.
You're all thumbs.
I'm all thumbs.
The next box says confirms to the best of our knowledge that all information provided is complete and accurate. I'm going to check that yes. There is a there are optional coverages that are offered to us, and if we do not want those optional coverages, and this is very typical with your insurance policies, okay. when you get your homeowner policy, you typically have something, you know, do you want mine subsidence or backup of water and sewer, you know, these different things. Mm-hmm. So we would have to check this box that says we waive any and all coverages and any applicable contribution charges for the additional increased limits. I guess it's just increase optional coverages and increased limits. So basically, we would be saying if we're okay with the policy the way that it is now, we would check this box waiving those additional limits at this time.
There's our schedule of covered vehicles, and then there's also an additional property statement that has some of our equipment in there.
On the software, the coverage on the 6,000, and really that's being covered by, yeah, I mean, we have a TV and a computer there at 6,000. As Kevin's truck, Scott's truck, and the pickup truck.
Yeah.
So we're all good there.
Okay.
So nothing on the schedule that appears to be.
Great. We have reviewed that. Okay, are we okay with waiving the additional coverages that they offer us at this time? Yeah.
You know, that's their legal expense and claim payment agreement, government property agreement.
Yes.
Which is one of the, and has several sections in there. Equipment, automobile, physical damage, crime, time, element of, I don't know what even that means. Time element.
Unknown to me. Okay, you good with waiving those at this time?
Yes.
If you feel comfortable with it,
I do.
You know, your insurance is a lot better than I do.
Okay.
You want a motion on this to put in the meeting minutes?
I think the motion would have to be just accepting the policy.
Yeah, renewing our insurance.
Okay, yes. I will make a motion that we accept the annual OTARMA insurance policy renewal. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed the same? Okay, that motion passes. And I'm not, I'm just filling out the, if, I don't know if you want to sign it, John, or you want me to, but
sure,
I am your title. And then we can give it to Anita to send with the invoice.
Does John want this back? Because he was going to scan it in.
Got
put it.
It
somewhere.
Yep.
I just need the one.
You just need that top page.
There you go.
Okay. Very good.
You just send me a copy to go with that as well. Anita.
Yes.
Okay. We have no public comments tonight because we don't have any audience tonight. So we will move to signing the financial documents.
There's checks, and then this is the receipt, or invoice, rather, the amended invoice that we got from the county engineer.
You get that back?
Yep. We'll hand the check in for when we get done signing them.
Yes.
And then I'll take care of delivering that personally up to Brock.
Okay. There was another bill that we received from the Ohio, or the Wayne County Engineers Office that's included on the check, so. Like an $88 one.
Well, it was just a little different.
Yeah.
You trusted you? I didn't flip them the right way to you, Liz.
I'll do them.
Thank you.
They gotta go the other way?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're high.
Got it. Okay, I think we have 22. There we go. Okay, if there is no other business, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I will second.
And Scott seconds. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.